now, the rest of the story. Americans of the early 1800s were mad about almanacs. Some favorites, the Country Almanac, the Longworth Pocket Almanac, the New Englander, the U.S. Calendar, the Counting House Almanac. Almanacs often bore the names of their publishers, like Smith and Foreman's Almanac, and McCulloch's, and Stevens's, and Robinson's, and Levitt's, and Munsell's, and Webster's, and Banneker's Almanacs. Some 1,500 different almanacs published simultaneously in the northeastern United States alone. Our forefathers loved almanacs. But this is the rest of the story. Robert B. Thomas was 10 years old when the Declaration of Independence was signed. As a young man, he was a schoolmaster. At 26, he decided to publish an almanac. 23 years later, that same almanac was being published by that same Bob Thomas. Now, it was the summer of 1815. In November, as always, the almanac for the following year would be distributed, the text of which had just gone to the printer. Bob was happy to be done with this year's work. All the while he was racing against deadline, he'd been coming down with the flu. Can't afford to be sick, he told himself, and he drove himself. And he managed to stay forked end down until the last word on the last page had been written and the completed volume had been sent to the print shop. And then Bob went home and went to bed. Next day, the printer visited Bob's home. Bob was still very ill. The printer said he hated to bring this up, Bob feeling so miserable and all, but there was a problem with the almanac. In next year's weather predictions, the month of July was missing. And Bob heaved an exasperated sigh. He instructed the printer to fill in the blank space. With what? The printer asked. With anything, the ailing publisher responded. The printer nodded and left. But I don't believe Bob Thomas had figured on his printer's sense of humor. You see, the weather the printer spontaneously predicted in the blank space under the heading July 1816, snow. And it seems quite a few copies of the almanac were run off before Bob got well and discovered what had happened the next summer. Annoyed, he demanded the ludicrous forecast of snow in July be replaced with something plausible, and it was. The new prediction, a storm not far distant. That's how Bob's readers read it. But you know a good number of those 1816 almanacs with the original humorous prediction were distributed, and an equal number of Bob's readers perusing next summer's weather were much amused by the anticipated snow in July. There's something I really ought to mention at this point. Of all the hundreds upon hundreds of almanacs published back then, only one has survived, and that one is Bob's almanac, which has been published each year since 1792, and which the whole nation recognizes today as the Old Farmer's Almanac. Folks have taken that publication quite seriously, especially since 1816, the year of the tongue-in-cheek weather forecast. And this is why. That year, several times, and over a period of days, it really did snow in July. And now, you know the rest of the story.